Yokohama is said to be the best place in Japan to raise children. I live in Yokohama from the age of 0 to 15. I remember running to the park with my friends after school, taking the train into town and going to the Nabi Game Center. We don't need to get driver's license because Japanese trains are so convenient. They are never late, not even for a minute. And they come every 3 minutes. Trains were brought to Japan by Western during the Edo period, 1872, so the first train service in Japan between Shinagawa and Yokohama Station.
Are there any places in Yokohama today that have been there since the Edo period?
Before the Edo period, part of Yokohama was the sea. The center of what is now Yokohama was an inlet of shallow water in the shape of fishing bell. In the Edo period, a part of the sea was reclaimed and became a town called Yokohama. The main method of land reclamation during the Edo period was to fill the shallow with earth and sand to expand the land. Reclaiming the shore area was possible using these methods. Since there were villages surrounding the sea, as the sand was put in from the front, approaching the center of the sea. At that time, there was a village around Yokohama. Today, the village is still called Noge. Noge is now a successful downtown area where businessmen go to drink after work.
Are there any local stores that have been around since the Edo period?
Yes, there are. There is a picture called Tokaido Gojo Sansugi, which describes 53 inns on the Tokaido Highway during the Edo period. One of them is called Kanagawa Juku, which depicts many people lined up at Ryote, Japanese restaurant, next to the inn. This Ryote still operates in Yokohama.
Welcome to the Mulvane Art Museum Art of Asia podcast, Foreign Figures. Here on the podcast, we have Darius, Ray, and Kaiki, who was in the interview, and myself, David. The topic of discussion today will be a woodblock print from the Edo period in Japan called Foreign Residents in Yokohama by Utagawa Yoshikazu.
The 19th century was the beginning of Japan developing relationships with outside countries. Japan started a relationship with the United States as the need for trade grew during the 1800s. In 1852, Commodore Matthew Perry sailed with a fleet to Japan and arrived in Uraga Bay in Kanagawa by 1853. He had encouraged the U.S. president to negotiate a treaty with Japan, and he also said he would return to Edo next year. When he returned, he brought in a bigger fleet as a way to intimidate the Bakufu, which was a Japanese military government. Begrudgingly, the treaty was signed as the Bakufu had become too weak to keep the foreigners out.
During the Edo era, China traded with Japan and Nagasaki. However, their trading was a practice of smuggling, as they did not have a diplomatic relationship, unlike Japan's relationship with Korea. The diplomatic relationship between Korea and Japan created an equal standing between the two nations. The Netherlands was allowed to enter Nagasaki, but was limited to trading privately.
Ukiyo-e woodblock prints were a source of entertainment in Japan. During the 19th century, independent print designers worked to gain publicity by producing multiple prints inexpensively. The subject of the art was decided according to what would be received well by the public in order to gain sales and a larger reception. Westerners were exposed to woodblock prints, several of them appearing in Europe through a Dutch trade mission in Nagasaki in 1775. Once the treaty was signed, the prints gained more popularity with Europeans and Americans who were unfamiliar with the designs and concepts of Ukiyo prints. These were collected as souvenirs and were used to cover the walls of homes.
The artist of foreign residence in Yokohama lived in Edo, which is modern Tokyo. He went to Utagawa Kuniyoshi School and started off as a Musha-e print artist. Musha-e consists of warriors and samurais from Japan's history and mythology.
Other pieces from this artist consist of Westerners and their customs. This includes activities such as walking dogs, baking, and playing instruments. These dresses are also emphasized in their intricate details and bell-like shape.
Like other printmakers of this era, most of Utagawa Yoshikazu's works were based on what the Japanese observed or believed foreigners were like. Other printmakers such as Toshisai, Shaku were known for their ukiyo-e prints of courtesans, actors, and urban districts, which sets these apart from Yokohama-e prints.
This print consists of three panels with a viewpoint from within the interior of a home. According to the Metropolitan Museum, who also owns a copy of this print, the title of the piece actually refers to the residence as a yashiki, which would be a samurai's mansion. Samurai were the warriors of Japan, but more importantly, they had a very high social class during the Edo period. Keep in mind this piece is at the end of the Edo period, which would be the end of the feudal government, which gave samurai their power. Starting on the left side, we can see that out of the entrance of the house, there's a port. On the horizon above the port are trade ships delivering goods to Yokohama. The sky has a beautiful gradient from orange to blue. There are some Westerners standing outside the house along the path that leads to the port.
At the table, there is one woman handing a young girl a pastry, while another woman is grabbing in a pastry from the stand. At the table next to them, there are two men eating and drinking, while a third plays the cello. A woman holding a child stands behind them while one of the men tries to use chopsticks.
Further away in the back room of the home, there's a man and a woman approaching a man shaving another man with a single blade razor. In the kitchen on the last panel, there is one man cutting food at the table, another man tending to the wood-burning stove, and a woman bringing them an empty bowl to the kitchen. The final person is squatted down between the kitchen and the bathroom. The man has a troubled look on his face as he has presumably punctured a bag with a wooden stake, and something is pouring out.
The eyes of the people lead the viewer throughout the home because they are looking at each other. The celloist is the only person looking at the viewer, maybe to draw the viewer into the piece.
When we take a closer look at the piece, we find Japanese characters hidden throughout, showing the date of 1861 with the censor's seal, the publisher, the engraver who did the drawing, and there is a banner that reads, "Figures of foreign residents in Yokohama." Some are little stamps on the floor, and some characters are found on pillars in the home.
Signing the pillars originally started with ukiyo-e print theater prints. The earliest one in existence was made in 1745, called Interior of Nakamura-za by Masanobu. Foreign residence in Yokohama is a ukiyo-e print, which would have been considered bizarre due to the influence of Western ideas. More specifically, it is a Yokohama-e print, which means it depicts foreigners in the port city of Yokohama. Art historians at the time believed ukiyo-e prints lacked aesthetic value because they were considered souvenir art. This was because they became a major export item, just like silk and tea.
We can also see that the perspective within the piece is distorted. In Japan, single-point perspective was never thought to be the definition of good art and was believed to be conceptually limiting.
The unrealistic perspective is apparent in the background. It is hard to tell where the rooms are, and some of the items appear to be floating. The drapery in the windows cross into different rooms while the angles of the doorways are inconsistent. As mentioned earlier, the focus is on the people and activities, not the accuracy and perspective.
You might also notice the people in the print all look very similar. Before Japan was open to the Western world in 1854, foreigners were depicted through a stereotype of Tojin. Tojin means Tang Chinese, which also was used to refer foreigners in general, which could have been a pejorative during the Edo period.
We actually see one of the common characteristics of the stereotype in the men. All of the men in the print have facial hair that is very similar. Without context, this could just be a funny stereotype, but facial hair actually wasn't fashionable at the time in Japan, so it also creates a sense of otherness. This idea of identifying them as other closely ties into the genre style this print is made in. Genre scenes are usually made to build an identity of the everyday people. That is all the time we have here for today. Thank you for listening to the Mulvane Art Museum Art of Asia podcast.